Call the meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to say welcome to everybody, and let's start with the reports and communications. First, superintendent's update.
Okay, I just have a few things. Obviously, next week is Thanksgiving break, so there's no school for the week. Tomorrow is a minimum day, as well as the two Rennie rallies at Bear River. We are going to have two board meetings in December. The first one is on December 8th, and it will be the first interim as well as other normal business. And this is for the current board members. And then on December 15th will be the swearing in of the newly elected board and the board reorganization, which includes setting schedules, electing a president, clerk, etc. I am looking to get scheduled a board training in January, February with Brown Act and that type of thing, since we have new people coming on. And Lone Tree's Rennie rallies were today. They were excellent, but cold. Lots and lots of students were recognized. I didn't realize that when I got there, they still had it outside. So yeah, I didn't bring a sweatshirt or anything, but it was quite cold. Wheatland Elementary's Rennie rallies were last week and very well attended. And again, a lot of students recognized. I've been working with Wheatland High School and Plumas Lake to establish the 23-24 student calendar. So I will be bringing that to the December 8th board meeting for approval. Moving on to attendance, at the time of the agenda, we had 1,353 students. It's two more students than we had last year at this time, but eight less than last month. We have 114 students in the preschool, which is 28 less than last year and three less than last month. And so we have a total of 1,467 students with all groups. And that is what I have for the update and the employment enrollment report.
Any questions? Let's go on to our next FFA National Convention presentation with Madam Shelley.
Show you all the great things that students at Bear River are doing. And I want to thank Mrs. Lamb for putting together one of the videos and Mr. Kent as well in assisting in our presentation. And I have two of our great students here that are going to kind of walk you through everything.
Hi, my name is Trent Johnson, and I exhibited an agri-science fair project at Nationals called What Habitat Do Mallards and Pintail Prefer?
Can you talk into the microphone, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Adam Moore, and I exhibited an agri-science fair project at Nationals called Will Knowledge Change Consumption? Some of our projects are displayed on the stage behind you for you to view when you have time.
Nice. Mrs. Lamb has also prepared a video of our travels we would like to share with you.
Thank you. do this.
What would you say to somebody that's not sure if they want to do it? Say to somebody that's not sure if they want to do an exercise fair project.
Do it. Because like very fun, worth it, hard work to put it, even if you don't win, fun coming.
And then is there any other advice that you give to somebody who is scared to go to the exercise fair or the national convention?
Just go for it. It was definitely hard work, but it was definitely worth it in the end.
At Nationals, we went to Purdue, Notre Dame, and the hundreds of colleges at the convention itself. during nationals, we also went to multiple fun places, and we got to experience being at in Indianapolis with 70,000 FFA members.
This trip made FFA seem something bigger than what I thought it was. Seeing the thousands of people there and being on stage and represented in front of them made me feel like a part of something bigger. Seeing everyone feeling the same passion and the pride they had towards showing off their communities made me very proud to be a part of FFA. I felt that FFA and agriculture has been getting shaded more and more on social media, and to see it myself has brightened that light that had been dimmed.
We are now getting started on this year's agri-science projects and preparing for our contest, such as Creed, FFA Creed. Here today to present the FFA Creed to you is Adam Moore. On behalf of our entire FFA chapter, thank you for supporting all of our events and activities. Are there any questions? That is all. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Paula for putting together the video. That was really nice. Thank you. Any comments from the board?
Well done, all of you. Very proud. It's such a joy to watch the pictures come through. And I was watching while you guys were back east. I was on my computer at work, had my headphones going, listening. I'm very proud of all of you. You guys did amazing.
Thank you.
Brought back lots of bling, I see. All those medals. Nice.
Excuse me. We'll move on to communications from the public. Start with Annette. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Robin?
I do. I know, given the plethora of people that were here last month and the conversations that happened, it kind of got pushed off along the wayside, and Mrs. Redder is not here. So I did want to let you know that we again started our digital media citizenship back in September, both 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, in conjunction with CHAD, and keeping that rolling for our kiddos to understand what it is to be a good citizen on our social media. And so our kids are going through
my question is, last board meeting we talked about the bullying button. Has that been instituted yet?
Yeah, I believe
it's the bullying button on the website. Do you know?
Yes, the anonymous reporting is now posted onto the.
And has it been utilized at all?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you, Robin. Annette?
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Good evening. First of all, I'd like to thank Jody Jacklett and her team.